From Spark and Anvil and Lattice Forge, this is Cage, in Chapter 1 of the Lattice Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Cage built fences. Small ones, little wire pens dropped over clusters of grid squares, each pen with a brass plaque bolted to the corner. The plaque said something like 6 times, or 11 plus, or 2 divide. That was the whole game. Whatever numbers lived inside the fence had to hit the target on the plaque, using the operation stamped beside it. So a pen marked 6 times, Maya said, means the numbers inside multiply to 6? Multiply to 6, Cage said, tightening a corner bolt. And they still have to obey the no repeats rule of the whole grid. Two rules at once. That's what makes it fun. He grinned like a person who found double-checking genuinely fun, which he did. A two-square pen marked 3+ could be a 1 and a 2. Nothing else adds to 3 without repeating. Cage set it in place. A three-square pen marked 6 times? 1, 1, 6? No, that repeats. 2, 3, 1. That works. He turned the little numbers over in his hands like a locksmith trying a ring of keys.
Cage learned fences the hard way, from a workshop that flooded. He'd been an apprentice keeping the guild's supply grid, rows of bins, each holding a count of something. A storm knocked half the labels off. All he had left were the totals. This shelf holds 12, in 3 bins, none the same. That shelf holds 8, in 2 bins, one of them double the other. He couldn't see inside the bins, but the totals boxed the answers in. 12 and 3 different bins meant only a few combinations, and only one of them fit the space he had. He rebuilt the whole storeroom from targets and operations alone, without ever lifting a lid. "You didn't guess the labels," the quartermaster said. "I didn't have to," Cage said. "The totals told me. A target plus an operation is almost a label already. You just have to listen to it."
Ada brought him into the guild for exactly that ear. "Everyone can fill a cage that has one answer," she told him. "I want the person who finds the cage that has only one answer, and starts there." Cage's habit is to hunt for the tightest fence first, the pen where the target and the operation and the pen's size leave the fewest possibilities. A single square pen marked 7 is a gift. It's just 7. Done. A 2-square 1 divide means the two numbers divide to 1, so they're equal, except the grid forbids repeats in a line, so their positions matter. He reads the fence, the plaque, and the grid's own no repeats rule together, and where all three agree, there's usually just one arrangement standing. "You're using 2 rule books at once," an artisan complained. 3 if you count the grid," Cage said cheerfully. "More rules, fewer answers. That's the trade. I'll take it every time."
A girl got stuck last week on a 3-square pen marked 12x. "It could be lots of things," she said. 2-6-1, 3-4-1, 2-2-3. 2-2-3 repeats a 2, Cage said. "Does this pen bend through the same row?" She looked. "Yeah, 2 of the squares are in the same row." "Then those 2 can't match. Which of your combinations survives that?" She went quiet, then lit up. "Only 3-4-1 has no 2 in the same row problem the way it's shaped. And oh, only one way to lay them out. 2 facts she already trusted, the target on the plaque and the no repeats of the row, had walked toward each other and shaken hands on a single answer." "That's it," Cage said. "You didn't pick it. The 2 rules picked it for you."
At day's end, Cage walks his fences like a farmer at desk, checking that every pen still adds, still multiplies, still divides to exactly what its plaque promised. 12 is 12. 6 is 6. Nothing inside repeats where it shouldn't. There's a satisfaction in it he never gets tired of. The moment 2 separate rules, each true on its own, agree on one and only one arrangement. It feels the way it feels when a door and a key finally turn together,
a small, solid click somewhere behind his ribs. He rests a hand on the nearest fence, feels that click settle, and moves to the next one. Add it up, he says to himself, and let the total tell you what's inside.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to CAGE. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.